WHCL, Clinton, New York.
There's a party down in Chinatown where the lights are red, full of cokies, little beers, and that cup gin. To celebrate that reprobate named Smokey Joe, on the ground beneath the bricks where the lamps hang low. And I'm singing, whoa, 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 whoa. From far near his friends appear as shadows fall, booming through the streets like they weren't there at all. There's the moocher and the weeper and old Chuckle Joe. They'll all be there. Welcome back, old Minnie's Bow. And I'm singing, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody say, wait, better pack your things. Those bands don't swing and smoke, it's just holiday.
Band begins to swing the din at 6:30. The drummer beating time with stolen candlesticks. The trumpet man, he takes the stand and blows a tune, summoning the ghost to town with notes of
of Stolen Sweets. That's what you just heard, and that was released this year, their new CD, which is called Sleepy Time in Chinatown. I guess that was obvious. There is sort of a continuation of the Smokey Joe and Minnie the Moocher saga, composed by members of that group. Yes, indeed. By Pete Krebs. He wrote that. The Stolen Sweets are Keith Brush on the bass, Pete Krebs on vocals and guitar, David Langines on the same, Jen Bernard, vocals, Lara Mitchell, vocals, and Aaron Sutherland also on vocals. That song sort of is like the Go-Go's meet the Boswell Sisters, and I think the Boswell Sisters edge out the Go-Go's on that. That Walk Like an Egyptian thing was in there. I think also Jason Wells on cornet, I'm just guessing, but he was a guest musician on that gig. But that's the Stolen Sweets released this year, Sleepy Time in Chinatown. Links to that, by the way, if you want to pick that up, and I would urge you to do so. That's on my Radiola blog. You can buy it right through CD Baby. Before that, you heard Barbara Rosine singing with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, although Vince wasn't on that one. You had Andy Stein on violin, John Eric Kelso on cornet, Dan Levinson playing the reeds. Brad Shigeta on trombone, Conal Fawkes on piano. You had Jay Berliner on guitar, and Brian Napalka on bass, and Arnie Kinsella on drums. Those were the Nighthawks without Vince Giordano, but I think Vince is going to make an appearance later. And by the way, he makes an appearance every Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant in New York City at the Edison Hotel. Club Cachet, right in the basement there, and it's, you'll find it. Yes, indeed, you got to look it up, though. But the Edison Hotel, you can't miss it. It's right in the heart of Manhattan. And not much of a cover, not much of a minimum, but you get the greatest music for 3 hours you've ever heard in your life. And I'm Andy Sr., and I hope you're enjoying this, too. This is Radiola. I'm here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now. We're going to go back to acoustic, because I like to do that. I like to whiplash the program a bit. So here's the Columbia Quartet recording on it's a Silvertone pressing, Sears and Roebuck. But boy, it sounds good. And here they are in 1909, By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Park scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Cast to me, you, sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun, dialogue, where would you like to spoon? My kiss with you, of the silvery moon.
When she comes, you'll forget all the others you've met. sorrow will turn into joy. She doesn't have to be pretty. She doesn't have to be wise. When she comes, you will find, though they say love is blind, she'll make you open your eyes. I was growing very fond of Molly when along came Ruth, along came Ruth. I thought an awful lot of Dolly. When Ruth came along, my head began to merry-go-round. I almost married Polly. I was making love to May when along came Ruth, and to tell the truth, she stole my heart away.
Was a golfing man. He'd golf from morn till night. He had a mama, a loving mama. He didn't treat her right. He'd come home all tired out, and right to bed he'd go. His mama soon got tired of this, and these words she whispered low. She says, golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. You've had your way on the fairway. You know just what I mean. Now your stance is perfect, your aim is true, but Papa, when you drive, you fail to follow through. Golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. Use your niblet, you'll have to stop putting on the green. Now what you need is a golfing coach. You're all right on your drive, but bad on your approach. What you want, your mama has got. But son, you'd better practice your explosion shot. Now listen, Papa, you must learn your stuff. 'Cause when you drive, you slice and go right in the rough. From paying green fees, you've got me broke. Your shafts are bent and now you've lost your master's stroke. So, pack your golf bag, you've had your fun. I found another man who's made a hole in one. Golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. Turn in your scorecard, you'll have to stop putting on the green.
Well, I don't know if his name was Dan. It might have been Eldrick. Who says this show isn't topical? Although it's much better if you take it internally. This is Radiola, which you can rub or drink, depending on how you feel. It gets there either way. Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm rubbing people the wrong way. That was Mamie Smith in 1931, and I just had to play that after Arthur Fields and his little... You know, he was just pollinating all the flowers there, apparently. But that was Golfing Papa, 1931. Some reference, which will be forgotten in about 2 years, and nobody will know what I was talking about, which is fine. But, you know, it's Eldrick. That's who we're talking about. Good old Eldrick. And that's all I'm saying. Before that is Arthur Fields' Along Came Ruth. I believe that's an Irving Berlin song in 1914. And speaking of pollinating all the flowers, Arthur Fields recorded that for Columbia and Victor. So go figure. Began with the Columbia Quartet, By the Light of the Silvery Moon, in 1909. Very nice recording for contemporary to when it might have been written. And it was very, very nice reading of that. I think I heard Henry Burr in there somewhere. And this is, I said, Radiola, and we're having fun tonight. It's a good show, and we're trying to lighten up the darkness and warm the chill with hot jazz, and that certainly was pretty hot. Here's the other side of that Jack Denny recording from 1926. No vocal on it. This sounds a little bit almost like Leroy Shield or something. It has that Hal Roach sound to it, but it definitely is Jack Denny and his orchestra on an old Brunswick, Forever and Ever with You. Thank you. Do Shuffle. That was Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra again in 1929. Yes, that was a good finisher of that set. Before that, Oscar Papa Celestin and his original Tuxedo Jazz Band, Ta Ta Daddy, 1928. Well, I said Ta Ta to my daddy about 24 years ago, so that's been a couple of days ago was the anniversary of that, and you never stop missing him. But that's a good song anyway. It's happy. And we all should try to be. This is a happy show. It's a very happy show. And we begin with Jack Denny and his orchestra, Forever and Ever with You, 1926. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, whether or not we're on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton or WHCL.org. We're always available on Radiola blog. You may download certain key ones in a nice quality format, but everything's available to listen to, and there's also Live 365 on Radiola blog. You know, if you don't have the internet by now, I can talk to you till I faint. But if you're just going to be that way, that's fine. But you're missing a lot of good stuff and a lot of those great sites I'm linked to. Oh, boy, I've got links like crazy. I've got Dan Levinson and the West End Jazz Band and Vince Giordano's stuff. There's so many great people out there. Also, as I said, on the 18th, I'm going to present a special interview with Rich Connedy of WFUV's Big Broadcast. And that's something I'm sure you will enjoy, and I will enjoy doing it and presenting it. I felt that, yeah, the one with Walt Mitchell is available online, so you didn't hear that on this station. But I'm going to be broadcasting the one with Rich, and that's going to be 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, you have hockey, which will not be anywhere near as melodic as Fess Williams. So don't look for it. We're going to continue now with Lee Wiley. Well, this isn't happy, but she's great. And, well, let's just let her sing this. I got a right to sing the blues.
I don't care who knows I'm blue. My song wouldn't take long to give my heart away. I know it's plain, my heart's in pain. My song couldn't be long to someone feeling gay. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know that deep blue sea calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. I know that deep blue sea soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the sheltering palms, honey, wait for me.
If you want that grand and glorious feeling, go down to Sophia's any given Monday night, and they'll be there, that band. That was Barbara Rosine, who is going to be doing a special program with Rob Bamberger on Hot Jazz Saturday Night, which you may stream. This is why you have to get the internet now, if you don't have it already, because there's so much great stuff. And I can't, you know, I can't just rip it all for you and put it on here, because, you know, then my conscience really wouldn't be clear. Right now it's pretty murky as it is. But Rob Bamberger has a great show, and he's had it for many years, at least 25, 26, 27 years there on WAMU in Washington, D.C., and he's a great guy, and you got to listen to that. That's Saturday night between 9 and 11 p.m. I guess the 8 o'clock hour is going to be something else, but Barbara's going to be there in the studio with him. They're going to play some of these recordings. I hope from this album. This, of course, has all the great ones. And of course, you had for this one, you had Matt Monasteri on guitar, and he plays with Catherine Russell and other people. He's all over the place. He was with the Dan Levinson's group there on the earlier one. And Vince Giordano was there on the bass sax, although they say banjo here. I guess doesn't sound like a banjo to me. Oh, yeah. But, you know, all the great usual guys in there, John Eric Kelso, Dan Levinson, Brad Shigeta, you know, Arnie Kinsella. What a great group. You got to go hear him play. That's all. Before that, we had the Stolen Sweets again, and special guest on that particular one was, I believe, Henry Bogdan on Hawaiian steel guitar. But, again, it was Keith Brush on bass, Pete Krebs guitar, David Langene's guitar, Jen Bernard on vocals, and, well, I guess just on the vocals there, Larry Mitchell vocals, and Aaron Sutherland on vocals. That's the Stolen Sweets. And their CD is Sleepy Time in Chinatown. We began with Lee Wiley from 1933, and I got to write to sing the blues. Well, here's a guy who's singing the blues a little bit about income tax, and he was singing it a long time ago, 1914, 95 years ago, Raymond Hitchcock. Well, you'll hear it. Here's Mr. Hitchcock's curtain speech from The Beauty Shop was originally in. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it requires very little applause to bring me out here. The dropping of a nickel on a plush sofa being sufficient noise to bring me bounding to the footlights. And I account for this in a most natural way, for it is human nature to desire to do that which we are least qualified to do. Hence my willingness to come right out here and talk on any subject, whether I know anything about it or not. I, however, have a reasonable excuse for my awkward inability to thank you tonight. The income tax law, with its vagueness, its ramifications, its far-reaching penalties, have so filled my mind that I could think of nothing else until a Swede explained it to me. I think a Swedish mind is so direct on such matters. It seems the income tax law was gotten up by the Democrats to annoy the Republicans, and the first victim of their venom is a man earning $3,000 a year. Up to that point, the government considered any man a safe, sound, sensible citizen. But with an earning capacity of $3,000 a year, he instantly becomes a suspicious character, and a watch is set upon him in the shape of an income tax law, and he is taxed an eighth of a tenth of a sixteenth of what he had before he started, takes the number of the house in which he lives, add it to that, multiply by six, divide by seven, add two, and you have the exact amount the man must pay or go to jail. Now, with that point established and clearly in mind, we take up the next issue, which is a man earning $4,000 a year, married to a blonde girl, one child, blonde wife, $4,000 a year salary. The government, realizing that it costs this man something to keep his wife a blonde year in and year out, make a reasonable reduction for that. They also say in their gracious wisdom that one child is liable to happen to any married couple, so a generous reduction is made for that. But if they have the second child, says the government, and he has taxed twice what they threw off to keep his wife a blonde, added to that which they so generously reduced for the first child, multiplied by two, and so on, doubling and redoubling itself for each offense, until I figured it out, same man, blonde wife, and nine children, in excess to his $4,000, would owe the government $253. But if he is bereft of the wife and the nine children during the year, the government rebates $6, which is pretty darn nice on the part of any government, for they usually keep it all. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to run for President of the United States for no particular reason whatever, except that I'll be out of work in 1916, and I just thought I'd run for President of the United States. And you'll be very glad to know that Theodore Roosevelt, who is also out of work, will run with me. And it happened oddly enough, too. He met me on the street one day, and he said, "Ichiku, I understand you're going around President of the United States in 1916. I said, "Yes, sir, B.C." He said, "Well, of course, Ichiku, if you're going around for President of the United States, I wouldn't think of running." I said, "Theodore Roosevelt, don't you say that. Don't you dare say that." And he said, "I might just as well say it as to think it." And I said, "Well, for pity's sake, see, as long as you feel that way about it, why not be vice president along with me?" He said, "All right, I will if Brian will let us." So we wrote to Brian, and Brian said he didn't care darn who ran for President of the United States. He was going to run anyway, so that was all thrashed out. And I take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to recommend the Colonel and myself to your earnest consideration for your support and your vote in 1916. I know the Colonel wouldn't like to have me say this, for the Colonel is so modest and so retiring and never says anything about himself, but I feel sure we would make an effective, if not efficient, pair in Washington. I sing funny songs, and the Colonel goes hunting a lot. Oh, gosh, how the Colonel does go hunting. In fact, he goes hunting more than I sing funny songs. In the meantime, I've worked my way back to here. Well, you see, anyone can come out there. The thing is to get back here. I've known lots of people to come right out there, happy, healthy, hopeful, and never lived to get back here, now having arrived within easy distance of the hook. I wish you all health and happiness.
Thank you.
And that's the other side of that Victor Military Band 78. That's a 12-incher, by the way. That's a Charles McCarran medley. And indeed, I had to find that out. I had forgotten that he had written "When Old Bill Bailey Plays the Ukulele," "Oh, Oh, She's Breaking My Heart," and "If Only You Had My Disposition." And I think I said "If You Only Had My Disposition" was one the other way I had it, but maybe it's "If You Only Had My Disposition" probably is the correct title, because I tried Googling that and all I found was my own site, so I realized I was having trouble there. Charles McCarran wrote those, and by the way, there is a link to sheet music of "When Old Bill Bailey Plays the Ukulele." If you doubt my spelling of it, on my blog, it is indeed spelled S-I-C, sick. And I'm feeling well, though, right now. And before that, Raymond Hitchcock, more Benchley-esque type stuff there that sounded vaguely like the Treasurer's Report, but that was Mr. Hitchcock's curtain speech recorded for Victor in 1914. Funny guy. I love that stuff. And he was born in Auburn, New York, just down the road a piece from here. And yes, not too far. We're going to continue, and I played the Raggle Taggle Gypsies O, which was a song from written originally about probably the 1720s, but done in a jazz way by Dan Levinson and Molly Ryan. Well, we're going to go back even further to Shakespearean times, Oscar Popper Celestin, and this is very Shakespearean, from 1927, As You Like It.
Thank you. by myself.
Then what?
No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf.
Yes.
He misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for pretty baby, saving my love for you.
And so
I'm more than certain
of one,
the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Good.
He misbehaving, saving all my love for every pound, baby, goes for you. Like Jack Horner, sitting in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? No kisses are worth waiting for. Oh boy, don't you taste those kisses? I don't stay out late,
oh,
don't care to go.
Why not?
I'm home about eight, just me and my radio.
Well,
hey, misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Well, that could never be my theme song because I, you know, misbehaving is my middle name. Actually, yeah, it's an old Scottish name, which I don't know because I'm not Scottish. I don't know how I got that, but it must have been must have got through a McDonald's drive-thru or something. That was Amy Misbehaving. Fess, I think, was singing the lead there, and that was Fess Williams' Royal Flush Orchestra. Before that, we had Joe. We had some great stuff. Oscar Papa Celestin, and As You Like It, and. You could hear the Forest of Arden in that recording, and a lot of other things recorded in New Orleans. Well, you could hear the levees anyway. I don't think they had levees in the Forest of Arden, but they should have built some just so they could play that. And before that was me talking, but I'm talking again. By the way, a couple of things since I got a minute here, just a minute. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. I'm going to be off the air next week. Hockey will prevail, but then I'll be back on the 18th with a special interview with Rich Connedy of the Big Broadcast on WFUV. You've heard him, and you should hear him, because his shows are archived, and you can check him out anytime. This Saturday, check out Mark Fuller. Mark Fuller is on from 8 to 10 with, oldies. And thanks again, Mark, for the tip on the garage sales. Now, there's a slight conflict, but you can download the show or listen to it later of Hot Jazz Saturday Night with Rob Bamberger. Barbara Rosine will be doing a wonderful program of her music. She's going to be playing that, and they're going to be talking, and I urge you to listen. That's WAMU, and you have to stream this stuff if you live out of the area. So, get your computer up. You know, get a computer, anything. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to be gone, but I got to finish with this, and finish with a lovely and lighter note here, and I hope it was a good show. It felt good. Thank you. WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.